All right, here's day two. If you guys didn't tune into day one, go back and listen to day one. Incredible in-depth content I'm giving to you for free. This is the type of content that people pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. We get to hear from other top leaders that give you their best strategy to increase productivity of the newest person. As I told you in the last podcast intro, that this was going to be something that was taken away and never available again. I just had so many people ask, I need to listen and re-listen so that I can implement what you said. So I am giving you access today. You're going to hear from Gary Stern. He's going to talk a lot about systems and how to utilize systems. He's my brother from another mother. Been to masterminds with me. I got to hang out with him recently in Utah. Just top level leader with so much energy. And then after that, I'll finish off with a couple in-depth principles to help you out.
Welcome to Network Marketing Breakthroughs Podcast with Rob Sperry, where you will hear stories and strategies to help increase sales in your business. Let's level up your network marketing business with your host, Rob Sperry.
All right, we got our next guest on here as we just kind of keep the fire going. He's got it all going on. He's the extrovert with the crazy, insane energy. When you're around him, when I was talking on training earlier on energy, and how important it is to manage that energy. This guy, if he has those moments where he doesn't have the energy, I haven't seen him. Because every time I'm around him, it's just like you walk away and you just feel like $1 million. And so I get him on as many trainings as I possibly can when he's not out on his little bicycle going, you know, 50 plus miles. That's when I try to get you on, my man. So welcome. How are we doing? It looks like you're at your home for once.
Yeah, I'm at home doing awesome, Rob. Thanks for having me on, brother.
It's so important that we cover a wide range of topics with a wide range of styles and unique personalities as we go. Because I just think all of you remember, it's can I do it? Is it worth it? When you see all these different, you know, I've talked about different struggles. You've seen these different personalities and styles and backgrounds. It helps build that belief and confidence, which don't think it's fluff. You need to constantly be doing things like these to be able to plug in. And that's why you have events that I create, and you got team events and you got company events, because we just got to keep building upon it. So Gary, I'm just going to shut my mouth. I'm going to take myself off and I'm just going to let you take it away. We can't wait to hear your training today. Thank you so much for making time and bringing the heat, my man.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it, man. And welcome everybody. Yes. I don't lack energy. In fact, I heard so many people walk across stage when I first got into this profession talking about how they're introverted. I actually was worried that I wouldn't be able to make it in this profession. I know that sounds crazy to some of you and dead opposite of what you're thinking in your head. You're like, oh, I'm an introvert. There's no way I'll make it. But when you hear one after another, and these are mentors of mine, people making millions of dollars in this profession, I started thinking, man, maybe I need to be introverted or something. But then I realized, just be you. Be the real and authentic you, like Rob always teaches us. So Rob, thanks for having me on here. I'm going to talk today about duplication, but duplication as a result of following systems, right? You got to have a system in place. Some may call it their DMO, but I think it even goes a little beyond the DMO. Like when you're doing your DMO, you've got to systematize it, because I want you to write this down. Systems don't fail people. People fail systems. Systems don't fail people. People fail systems. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, if we're talking about duplication or replicating yourself over and over again, it needs to be something so insanely simple and, I'm not going to say easy, but so insanely simple that anybody can do it, right? That the person following you can do it, and it can be taught through generations of people, so that 10, 15, 20 generations below you in your organization, people are still teaching the exact same system. They're not jumping all over the place and trying to, quote, reinvent the wheel, right? And I love this quote also. Rob brought it up, and I'm giving you one technique, right? I'm going to give you the technique that's worked for me, that's worked for our team. It's really worked for our entire organization as a whole, our company as a whole. But techniques, there are many. Principles, there are few. Techniques there are many, principles there are few. Techniques, they will vary. Principles never do. So get the principle down pat. And the principle behind it is, why? Why do we need systems? And the reason is that duplication starts the minute that you start prospecting. Like before you even open your mouth, before you even reach out to that person, your prospects are watching you and they're believing that that's the way it's done. Well before you've even gotten them to take a look. Case in point, if you approach them and you do everything yourself, I mean, I'm talking you are the message, the messenger, you're the validator, you're everything. They're going to sit there and go, oh my gosh, I've got to do all those same things, right? And from a duplication standpoint, you've just thrown the brakes on your duplicate. Well, you've thrown the brakes on good duplication, because that's the second point that I wanted to make. Everything, everything in life, everything in network marketing, everything duplicates. The good, the bad, and the ugly, right? An early mentor of mine, Brandon, shared this with me. He said early on that a dented cake pan, let's say that you're trying to make a cake and you're a cake baker. Like you're not just making one, you're going to make a series of cakes and you make the first one and it turns out well, but on the way out of the oven, you drop the pan, it lands on the corner and now there's a dent in the corner of the pan. Are you going to have any perfectly shaped cakes after that point? And the answer is no, because think about it. That dent that's in the pan is going to replicate or duplicate itself over and over and over again. So if we're talking about systems from a duplicable standpoint, honestly, it really doesn't matter what works. It might work for you, but what matters is what duplicates, what can be done over and over and over again so that the brand new person can have the same success that the seasoned veteran of 10 years can have, right? So I hope I've driven that home. The why, the principle behind systems is we're looking for something that can be duplicated over and over again. The good, because again, remember, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates, because you may be able to do it, but if it requires you over and over and over again, guess what? You just traded one job for another. Not that there's anything wrong with the job. There are people that love theirs. I guess there's a handful of people. But if you're looking to, like Rob said in his affirmation statement, be self-employed or to be a true professional network marketer, you need to replace yourself and replace yourself over and over again. It cannot continue to rely on you generations and generations down the road. Okay, now we've got that out of the way. What's one simple system? And I don't care what your company calls it. I've talked to enough leaders at enough companies that it's the same principle, and that principle is simple. ITT is what we call ours. Just go out and do it. ITT. ITT, the components are you're inviting somebody to take a look. You're sharing a tool with them. That's the T, the first T. And then you're getting them in front of the team. In fact, we even said it could be as simple as 3 a day press play, right? By that, I mean, one, you're simply inviting 3 people a day to one, take a look at a video. Right? What's your hook? Every company's got a hook. Maybe it's that introduction video. Maybe it's a product sample. Whatever it is, you're inviting them to take a look, right? That's that first step. You're inviting them to take a look. You get them then onto a tool, some type of overview where you share the company story, your story, the company story, and how you make money, right? That's typically, again, every company's going to be a little different. But in general, your story, the company's story, product, service, whatever, and how you make money, right? That's step two. That's the overview. That's the tool. And it's the third piece that's the most important where I'm going to spend the most amount of time today, and that is the team. See, the system allows things to duplicate because of putting people in front of the team, putting people in front of seasoned veterans in this profession, right? People that have walk the walk, that have done that have learned, that know more than you do. It is okay at the beginning. See, this is something I struggled with big time. Guys, my background, I was a physical therapist and a pharmaceutical rep. As a pharmaceutical rep, how would it look if I'm standing in front of the doctor and the doctor asked me a question about that product and a specific patient type? And I go, well, doctor, I don't know. I'm not really sure the answer on that one. Let me get one of my colleagues on the phone to try to answer that. Let me get my manager on the phone to try to answer that question. I get my manager on the phone, guys, he's going to fire me the next day because I'm supposed to know every bit of information before I set foot in that doctor's office, right? I'm supposed to be the expert. So that's why I struggled with this in network marketing, because this requires you to allow somebody else to be the expert. And there's a psychological reason behind that that I'm going to get into in just a moment. I'm going to tell a story, because they say stories sell and facts tell, right? So I was about 3 or 4 months into this profession, and I was still trying to grasp that whole third-party validation part of things, right? Getting people in front of the team. And I was brought into my business by a cycling coach who was brought into this business by a professional motocross racer. That was his background. And so the funny thing was, here we were getting ready to go talk to the head of neurology. So this gentleman who runs a neurology clinic, a neurologist, doctor, with I don't know how many doctors under him. They do research studies there, multiple staff. The center was huge. We're going to talk. He was a triathlete, so a cyclist like me. We knew each other from outside of, you know, the medical world. And here I am getting ready to go talk to this physician about a medical breakthrough, right? That's our company's in that space. We're in that health and wellness space. So we're going to go talk to him about a medical breakthrough. And he looks me dead in the eye and asks me a question, a very medically oriented question about the product. And you know, inside I'm like this, I'm going, oh my, like I'm chomping at the bit, wanting with all my power to answer the question. Meanwhile, I turned and I looked at the professional motocross racer / real estate investor to the side of me. Also the 2-year at that point, roughly veteran of network marketing and our company. And I said, Brandon, would you mind answering Dr. Schaefer's question? And I stress again, the motocross racer, he didn't go to school for medicine like I did. The motocross racer, the real estate investor slayed it. Absolutely slayed it. Answered the doctor's question to the point where as soon as he was finished answering the question, the doctor asked, how do I get started? And that was a mind altering, like that blew my mind. That's what changed everything for me, was that moment I go, okay, I don't have to know everything. I don't have to know all of the answers. Because remember I said there's a psychological reason for it. Some people may not do this because they think they have to be the expert. They think they have to have all the answers, right? How easy was it that when Dr. Schaefer then wanted to go share this with somebody and he goes, well, I can't share it with anybody yet. I've got to learn all the information. I've got to learn all the studies and how the science works and all these other things about how our company operates and our products operate. I can look him dead in the eye and say, no, you don't need to know all that stuff. That's what you got me for. Just like that's what I had Brandon for, to help me in that situation. So I hope that makes sense to you psychologically. Imagine how much faster the duplication will occur in your business when it's not reliant on you 100% of the time. In fact, you need to replace yourself. A good leader replaces themselves. Like Rob always says, a good leader has vision. A great leader gives vision. They give vision to the point where the next generation of leadership steps up. And that's how that rapid duplication takes place. Because if it's always reliant on you, what happens if, like Lori, you're sick? Or the young lady yesterday, I didn't catch her name, that lost her, I think it was her grandmother, and needs to take some time to go be with her family? Or what if you want to go on vacation and enjoy the rewards of what this profession offers you, and your phone's blowing up the entire time because you haven't duplicated or replicated yourself because you're the only one that has all the answers. So that's why when you're looking at your system, it needs to have some, I think a 3-step system is the best. That's my personal advice to you. You're inviting people to take a look based on their needs, their wants, their pains, their desires, right? Number 2, not only are you inviting them to take a look, you're sharing, this is still on step 1 though. I said number 2, step 1, you're sharing something, a video, a sample, something to catch their attention, right? And I'm not talking like a 30-minute presentation. We tried that. That doesn't work. 2 to 3 minutes tops to catch their attention and see if they're interested in what you have your hands on. That's step 1 is the invite. Step 2 in this simple system for duplication is the tool. What do I mean by tool? Again, for the tool, it's going to be some type of overview. Now, there's a lot of different things that you can use in that. It could be a recorded overview. It could be a live presentation. There's a million different things this Sunday that could cover the overview. And sometimes that step two and step three are merged together, the tool and the team, right? Because if it's somebody other than you sharing that information, now you've gotten them to that third-party validation. So third-party validation, what is that? What does it look like? The infamous, we all have these, by the way, these make phone calls. A lot of people may not realize that, but these things actually do make phone calls. They're useful for things other than social media and texting and messaging. So it could be a three-way phone call, right? If you don't know how to do one, ask your mentor, ask your sponsor to help you learn how, or go Google it. That's the other thing, guys, when you're talking about a system. If you see something that's lacking, go look and see if you can find a solution. We're solution seekers, right? We're not just sitting here focused on the problems. We're focused on the solution. So a three-way call, a video chat is an example of third-party validation. I love video. I think video is, there's just nothing like it. The other day, Brandon and I were on the phone with a leader in Australia on the phone. We were using our phones, but we were on a three-way messenger chat, and it was a video chat, right? So you can do a three-way messenger chat on Facebook just with text, right? You can do it with your voice, or even better, you can connect all three of you in an actual like video conference, like a Zoom, but you're doing it through Facebook Messenger. And we were doing that with Australia and getting questions answered and validating some things for this leader in Australia, right? So messenger chats, video chats, three-way phone calls, Zoom presentations are another option. Those of you that wonder why I keep looking over there, there's where my notes are. I don't just do all this off memory. This is way too serious, guys. I take this seriously. I want to make sure you get all this in. Facebook Live, that's another way to get people in front of the team, right? You have your team leader jump on and you could use StreamYard like we're using right here, like Rob and I are using, and you can broadcast. You can, like you, meaning you're the distributor, you can start off the Facebook Live, then bring in somebody else on StreamYard into like a private Facebook event, have them be your validation, share a product or service testimonial, share a business testimonial, validate you and edify you so that your friends don't think you're crazy. Because see, your friends don't always know you as this expert in network marketing or an expert in whatever the product or service. Most of us start this profession as a side hustle and a side gig, right? But this allows them to help validate you as well. Not just to validate the company and the product or service, but to validate you. So it can be done on Facebook Live. And then finally, the one that we all know, we all love, is in-person meetings, right? I know during COVID, we kind of got away from those, but in-person meetings, whether they're one-on-one or whether it's to a group presentation, that's another way to take your prospects, your guests, and put them in front of that third-party validation. So why? Why do we do all this? Well, because your question, I know Rob talks about two questions. These are the two questions I use is it real? Your prospects are asking this. Is it real and can I do it? Rob says, can I do it and is it worth it? Is it worth it and is it real? It's kind of the same thing, right? If there's people already out there that the products and services are working and people are making money at it, then it's real, right? So you've got to answer those two questions in your prospects' minds. Is it real and can I do it? And the use of a system, and especially third-party validation, does this. Because again, like I said, they're likely not going to view you as an expert in this field, especially when they're brand new. Well, when you're brand new, right? Think about it. My network, I'm in a health and wellness company. It's a medical breakthrough. I came from physical therapy and pharmaceutical sales, so it was different. But remember I told you my mentor, professional motocross racer, a real estate investor. How about the next one in line, a cycling coach? He's an expert on cycling, but not necessarily on medical breakthroughs. But yet I utilize them because it showed my prospects that they don't have to become an expert in order to do this. You don't want them to. If they sat there and took all their time to do all the research that they think they need to do to become an expert, there is no duplication, guys. They're just going to spend the rest of their life researching and training and not acting, not throwing it into action, right? Just like what happened early on in my business. Early on in my business, coming from the medical profession, I did all the meetings, quite frankly, because I felt like nobody else could do them better. I nailed the medical terminology and I nailed the science behind things, right? And then it got to the point where nobody else wanted to step up and do presentations because they were nervous to, because they're like, well, I can't do it that good. I'm just going to have Gary do all my presentations. And what did I create then? I created a job. So instead of being a pharmaceutical rep, now I was a network marketing rep, meaning I was doing all the meetings, all the presentations. And it was then that I realized it's okay if you don't know all the answers. It's okay if you say, let me get back to you on that. It's okay if you stumble and you mess up the medical verbiage or the legal verbiage, if you're an illegal, whatever you are, the financial verbiage, if you mess it up a little bit and then you go back and correct yourself, it's okay. The other day I did a presentation for our entire company and my slides didn't work because I had not updated Zoom. So funny, I updated Zoom before this, just petrified because I'm like, I don't want anything to go wrong, but it's okay. Rob always says that you crawl before you can walk. You got to walk before you can jog. You got to jog before you can run. You got to suck before you can be great. Embrace it. Lastly, after a three-way phone call or video chat, this is the best part, because then you can sit there and you can look at that person in front of you and you can go, well, can you, like in this case, can you do what Rob did? Let's say Rob is the distributor. I'm doing third-party validation for him and you guys are the guests. I can look you in the eye and I go, well, can you do what Rob did? And you're going to be like, what did they do? They built rapport with you and built a relationship. They invited you to take a look. They shared a tool with you. They set up a call and they introduced each other, edified each other. That was it, right? Rob introduced me to you. Boom, the rest is history. If you can do what Rob can do, you can do this business. That's why you need a system. Anybody can build rapport and build relationships with other human beings, especially if you have a half a heart. Anybody can invite people to take a look at something they're excited about. They can share a tool that does a lot of the heavy lifting and then set up either a three-way phone call, a video chat, one of those third-party examples that I shared with you. Make sure as you're doing this, though, you're working in 48 to 72 hour increments, guys. I've got people that say, well, I'm going to set up a meeting. I'm going to set up my first meeting 3 weeks from 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now, you're not even going to be in the business probably. Because success loves speed. Success loves speed. We've got to create some momentum. And once you get that momentum going, you want to keep it going. And we do this by working in 48 to 72 hour increments, 2 to 3 day increments. You're always booking the next meeting from the existing meeting. You need to already have it set up ahead of time. So let's say you're going to be doing a Zoom presentation tonight, Wednesday at 8 p.m. your time. You need to already have something set up for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And as you're closing out this presentation, the one that you're going to do tonight on Zoom, you're already inviting to the next one. And not only are you inviting to the next one, you really want to supersize your duplication. You're not only inviting to the next one, you're telling the guests that are on there, if you loved what you heard, let's get you an ID number as soon as this is over with. Here's the next meeting and start inviting to that, because now you're growing exponentially instead of linearly. So it's super important, guys, to become a great promoter. You can stink at everything else in this business. If you're a great promoter and you're putting people in front of the opportunity, whether it's the products, the business, or both, I believe in both. Go with what your mentor shares with you. But as long as you're putting people in front of that and then you're moving them in front of the team and you're continually booking the next event from that event, you're going to blow this thing up. You're going to crush it. So this is the quote that I heard the other day. This is a duplication quote. I forget who in my company shared it the other day. I love giving credit where credit is due, but I'd write this one down. From one acorn, 1,000 forests are born. From one acorn, 1,000 forests are born. I don't believe there's any other quote that embodies the duplication process any better than that one. So that's what I got, Rob. I hope it was good. I went over by a couple minutes, but we still got 7 until the next person's up.
It was great, my man. I loved it. Appreciate it. And I'm just thinking as I go through it, I love how you simplified it. I love how you took out one's personality, because I think I know we get in our own way and we create our own excuses. over and over and over again. And we focus so much on all the reasons why we can't succeed. Well, no wonder you can't succeed, because that's what you're fixated and focused on. And it doesn't necessarily make it easy. So my question is I get it. Let's say I'm someone, I come in and I get it. I know it's about the system. I know I don't have to know everything. I don't feel like I have the personality, but I know you said it doesn't matter about my personality. But Gary, I was listening earlier to Rob talk about energy, and then I heard your energy, and I feel like I don't have the energy. And so people aren't even taking a look, even though I'm trying to plug them into the tool. I can't even get them to look at the tool. So I just don't know if it's a fit for me, Gary. What would you say?
We've got to work on your belief, Rob. We've got to work on your belief. And those of you that know me know that I've done a talk with Rob. It's on his podcast about the four pillars of belief. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Go back and listen to it. But I will tell you what those four are. They are the company, your company, the profession as a whole, your product or service, and you. And that's where, when Lori was talking about pouring into yourself with the personal development, that's going to help develop you. Because the higher your belief is in all four of those, the better your energy is going to be. Because energy is a transference of, or sales is a transference of belief. So if people aren't buying into you, if they're not willing to listen to you, they're not willing to even take a look, Rob, it's because your energy sucks. And we've got to increase it by increasing your belief in those areas and getting around those others like me that just exude that. And us leaders, we've got to fill up our cups too, so that we can pour some into your cups to help get you going. So Rob, if it were you, I would say, let's sit down. You and I, let's sit down and let's diagnose where you're at on each of those four areas and be brutally honest with me. Maybe you got an issue with something that the company is doing. Maybe you still are like weirded out by it being network marketing. That's okay. I was too. By the way, I wrote that in this thing, right? The book that we did together 28 times. I'm the guy that you would not invite to this, because I would just tell you no. I wouldn't even take a look most of the time. I said no 28 times in a row. But once my belief was high enough, now I become a crusader for that. So then the profession, there is no better profession. The product or service, if it's products, go look at studies, listen to the testimonials, bring some people onto calls for people like you, Rob. This is what I would recommend for people like you to hear the product or service testimonials, to hear the distributor testimonials, the business testimonials, how it's bought people their time and financial freedom back. And that's going to ratchet your belief level up in not only the product and the company and the profession, but in yourself. And then your invite will carry a bit more urgency. Urgency. And urgency comes from that belief. And trust me, I've listened to others invite. They don't invite like me. This isn't their norm. This is my norm. People say I'm loud. People say I talk too much. I always interrupted my teachers in school. That's all right. Whatever. This is me. I'm not ashamed of it. It's worked. Kind of modeled my brother. My brother, it's made him a fortune in his life by being this. And so I modeled myself after that, because it was easier for me to do than to be the quiet, reserved, kind of check everything out, think through things. That's probably why I have punch cards to all the local ERs, right? Because I act first and think later. But you gotta act.
I think you figured out how to become the best version of you. And that's for all of you. That's why I bring on so many different styles and personalities, because your goal is to become the best version of you. And the analogy I like to give as far as that goes with the belief and the urgency is, this is complete analogy. Of course, this couldn't happen, but this will illustrate for you the difference. And hopefully it's a switch that flips on for you. So if you knew in your business, your network marketing business, I know you can't know, but if you knew for sure that friend that you signed up, if they sign up in the next month, they're going to make $2,000. You can't tell them though. That's the catch. You can never tell them. You can't allude to it. But you know for sure, 100%, they're making two G's. They're making $2,000. How does that change the way that you recruit and invite? Changes posture. Everything, right? Your posture is so big. Your energy is so high because your belief is so high. But because you feel like you're scared they may not, You're scared that you may let them down. You're scared they may blame you. You're scared that they may just quit and it may be a little bit awkward. Because of all of those things, instead of truly chasing your dreams, your aspirations, and taking a chance, you just prevent yourself before even starting. So then what you do is you analyze and analyze and analyze and paralyze. And you think if you get more information that it's going to change. And sometimes, yeah, in beliefs, it is lack of information. But most of the time, it's just you. You get in your own way in your own mind. So that's kind of my like way of giving like a fake little example to illustrate, because I know that, you know, for me, right, when someone says, well, I don't have the money. Well, yeah, that's not the real issue. Because if I could guarantee they're going to make a return on their investment in a week, I can't. There's no way even the person that's dead broke doesn't find a way to get the money. I've never seen it, ever. So the real excuse is they don't have the belief. And that's what it comes down to for prospecting and for duplication, right?
Yeah, for everything. And you know, I'm going to shamelessly plug so you don't have to. That other book, the black one that's over your left shoulder, I've read both of them. I've read Tigon, The Game of Networking, probably 50 times, honestly. I've read it so many times. It's such a great book. But the other one, The Fear of Conquering, or The Game of Conquering, excuse me, The Game of Conquering. And it talks about the fears. And the mother of all fears is the fear of judgment. And really, that's what it boils down to. Everybody says, oh, I don't care what others think. And you do. Everybody does in some way, shape, or form. Even me, even the guy that like walks in and is like, whatever, you can love or hate me, I don't care. But deep down inside, I do care. I really do. And there is that fear of judgment. So I would highly recommend it. If you are struggling with that, especially that belief in yourself, read that book. It'll do you a lot of good. I read it. I've probably read that one 3 times. Not as many. It hasn't been out as long as Tigon has. But The Game of Conquering, wonderful book. And like I said, I'm shamelessly plugging it so you don't have to, because I just, it's helped me. It's helped people on my team as well get to where they need to be.
Love it. Well, Gary, as always, my man, thanks for making time and being on. Love your energy. Love hanging out with you. Hit me up next time you're in Utah. Hopefully it's soon.
You got it, brother. Thanks for having me on. If anybody wants to follow me, I'm on everything is just my name, at Gary Stern on Instagram, Gary Stern on Facebook. I've got an entrepreneur page too. Hit me up if I can help out in any way, shape, or form. And thanks, Rob. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much. And I'm excited. We're going to continue on here. And as we go on, we are going to go back to the questions because there are so many. How do you stay consistent in posting on social media without overthinking things? The reason why this pertains to duplication is because if you don't have a duplication strategy, social media, then you basically are the firefighter, not the architect. So I would create a simple daily method of operation for social media. If you feel like you're spending too much on time on social media, then I would dedicate specific times when you're on social media and when you're not supposed to be log out, so that you're not wasting time. And you can log back in, you can log out. But what I would do specifically for you is I would first off start out with posts, because posts are easier, whether you're using Instagram or Facebook, or even if you're using TikTok, obviously you consider your video as a post. But what I would do is I would commit to posting daily. Now, I know for some of you that's going to overwhelm you. So if you need to start out with maybe posting 5 days a week and work your way up to posting every day. Yes, this is on your personal profile or Instagram. And the reason is because when you do it daily, then it's no longer like, oh, how many times or what? It's just, it's a non-negotiable. As you do it, you're going to find your voice. As you do it, you're going to become better and better at communication. You're going to get better at articulating different things. And no, you're not talking about the business in all 7 days of the week. 5 days of the week would be non-business related. Talk about a couple of your passions or hobbies. It could be things that interest you so that people can get to know you, because John Maxwell says people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so that's something that's important. And this is important to teach your teams for duplication as well, is because your goal is, yeah, you still got to reach out to people. But guess what? If I'm diligent on social media, eventually what's going to happen is people are going to know if they like my style. It's the whole your vibe attracts your tribe. And if they don't like my style, they're going to probably block, unfriend, unfollow me, which is fine. It's not my goal. But again, if you try to be everything to everyone, you're nothing to no one. So the people that start to like my content, they start to like it and comment it and tag people sometimes. They start to share it. And so I start to create that niche audience. For my Aussies and Europeans, it's not niche, it's niche, because that rhymes with niches to riches. It's not niche, okay? Niche. So I actually did look it up. It's both. But we're going to go with niche because it rhymes. So now you're consistent. Now, if you really want to up your game and you're like, okay, Rob, I'm already doing that. What's next? If you're not, don't get overwhelmed. Start there. If you are, then now we go next level. Now you want to start implementing lives. Lives, I would say twice a week. And if you start adding it, as far as lives go, twice a week, people get to know you a little better. Now, don't be overwhelmed with lives. Lives don't have to be business related either. And when you do talk about business, it could be more curiosity. Let's say I got a supplement type company. I could show, rather than saying, buy my supplements, PM me, right? Instead, what I could do is I could just show the me mixing up, you know, different supplements. And here's my favorite recipe. And I could talk about how, you know, I work out 5 days a week on average or different things like that as we go. So if you are overwhelmed with the live, just start less. Do 3 or 4 minutes as you do it. That's it. Super simple. Find a couple topics. Maybe you are a supplement company and you're just showing making your protein shake. Maybe it's just life in general. Maybe it's an insight or perspective that you have. Next part is to add to it again. You're not allowed to get overwhelmed because start out with just posting and then you can build upon it as you get better and better and better as you go. The next thing is add to stories. Stories is the reality version. So if you're going to post 7 times a day on your feed, people are going to get overwhelmed. Like they're not going to like your content. Most aren't. If they're just not, you're going to get annoyed. But stories, you can actually upload 7 stories a day and people aren't annoyed. Because stories, you can go so quick, it's micro content. So people can go through someone's 7 stories like that. But it's the behind the scenes reality version. So people get to see you. So it could be you wake up in the morning, you're headed to the gym. As you're headed to the gym, like you show it's, you know, 6:50 in the morning, like rise and grind, headed to the gym. It's my non-negotiable. And you get to the gym and then it could be working out, like today I worked out on shoulders, could be shoulder day, you know, today. And then I could post in the stories, it could be like, do you prefer cardio or lifting weight? So I'm engaging and I'm bringing my audience as I go. And then later on during the day, maybe it's I'm making lunch and it could be like I'm having a healthy lunch and I show. It could be, hey, cheat meal here, right here. Like how many cheat meals do you do, right? So you go through all of these different things. As you go through these different things, right? People just get to know you. Maybe you're going to a concert. Maybe you're watching a movie. I showed me watching a movie with the kids in the theater room the other day. I showed it with my son playing tennis with him the other night. So all of this stuff gets to know people. So start out with posting every day. Work your way up to that. And if you run out of ideas to post, that's okay. What I do is I go on my phone. I go in the notes section. Anytime I think of any post, I just put it in there. Because there are going to be days where you just draw a blank and you're like, I don't know what to say or do. And so now I get to go back to that and I get to draw upon it. So some days you think may think of 4 or 5 things and some days nothing. But eventually as you keep adding all of this stuff, it helps you a ton. And as far as the fancy stuff with stories, I mean, I actually think I have a free one on YouTube. You can just look up stories, Rob Sperry on YouTube. But if you're on your story, if you just swipe up, there'll be different features for like the GIFs, for the polls, for the timers, and you play around. And then if you're still not sure, if you Google it, it will show you with really good images and help you out as you go. But that's what you do. You got a library of posts that you start creating. All of this stuff starts adding up. Why? Because it doesn't take that long. It shouldn't. And people are going to get to know you a little bit better. So now when you reach out to them or when you're focusing on duplication and you're teaching your team members to do this and they reach out to new people because they're in the money-making activities and they're talking to brand new people and inviting them, now what happens is maybe the example I give is maybe you typically get 1 out of 10 people that say yes to you. now if you've been consistent on social media and they get to know you a little bit better, they're like, I like this person's style. Maybe 2 out of 10 say yes. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but you just doubled your numbers. And maybe 2 years later, you've gotten so good at posting, maybe 3 say yes. And maybe 3 years, you get so good at it, like you start to create this raving fans and this following, that now you've got 4 out of 10 that say yes. Think about it. Think about it. So when we're talking about social media, and we're going to have some incredible things that Coach Fryer is going to talk about via social media and duplication tomorrow. So I didn't want to go too much into it because I'm going to cover some of that. But these are things that you can do for consistency. These are things that are going to help you out, because everything works back to the duplication. Do you notice how we brought back even the mindset? Yes, the systems. Yes, the skills. Yes, the recruiting you. Yes, the daily habits as we go, and all of that type of thing. And yes, I do recommend streamlining. I do recommend, you know, if you can, if you're not overwhelmed, as you know, you can post on Instagram and have it auto post just to your Facebook. I recommend that because why not? Why not? There's some people that are only on Instagram. They're very rarely on Facebook. My wife, she's on Facebook once a year. And it's basically from auto posting. She's like, oh, a friend request. I'm like, babe, they sent that friend request to you 2 years ago when we were in Australia. And she's like, oh, oops. Right. And so it's so important for you, because there's other people that they're only on Facebook. And so at the beginning, start out with the main platforms, unless you found your jam. If your jam is like a YouTube or a Pinterest or a TikTok, right? Great. I don't really care. Find your jam and just be consistent on those as they go. Caitlin asks, how do you tell the difference between the person who talks a big game and is excited and motivated, and they end up doing nothing, and the person who's truly motivated? So the best way to do it is, I'm going to give a basketball analogy. You can look at different ones, like OneStream and StreamYard for streaming to multiple places at the same time. So look up OneStream and StreamYard. But the basketball analogy, it doesn't matter if you play basketball or not. This is going to make sense to you. So let's say you got the player that's just got the best technique ever, and they're just the best shooting form, and they're coming in, and you're just like, wow, it's amazing. So you put them on your team. And then you got somebody else that says they're really good, but they have really bad shooting technique and form. You give them the ball, and the person with the great technique shoots brick, brick, miss, 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 miss. But they look really good and they're supposed to be amazing. And the person with the bad technique, right? Really the person you didn't think that was going to do well in network marketing, goes in with just the world's worst form. Swish, swish, make, make. People show you who they are. And of course we believe in people and we love on them and we don't belittle them and we support them. But at the same time, people show you who they are. And that's why you run with the runners, you jog with the joggers, you sprint with the sprinters. That's why as you're building this business, someone can say they're motivated, but do they show it? And if they're showing it, right, and the results aren't coming, then the second thing you're going to look at is, what's the effort? And the bigger leader you get, the more you qualify. So as you're doing this, one of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure that you're qualifying them of, okay, can you send me how many new people you talk to about the business or products every day? Meaning it's a direct invite. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, we know the power of third-party validations. That means it's just another voice. So it could be a Zoom. It could be a three-way call. It could be a Messenger chat. That's my favorite, because success loves speed. And I introduce them to someone on my team, right? A new prospect. But I found the top two reasons people don't have success is, number one is they don't talk to enough new people. And number two, if they are, they aren't doing third-party validations. So if they truly tell me they're motivated, their actions will show me. And so now I'm going to have me send me their numbers. I want to know daily and weekly what their numbers are. Like, if they're going to work with me and I'm going to spend time with them, right? because, and this is even for you that feel like you only have four or five people on your team. Stop spending 15 hours a week on those four or five people if they aren't doing anything. Love them. Don't abandon them, but plug them into the, you probably have Facebook groups and Zooms and team systems and corporate stuff you can plug them into, but go find those deservers, those people that want to crush the business. And so those are things that I would 100% do as you're going and you're building this business. And that'll help you out tremendously as you're building it. So we got a lot of questions, and I know we had questions over here as far as cold messaging goes. When I think of cold messaging, the first thing is a great way is for you to interact is if they're a friend of yours on social media or you're following them, is you can interact with them on their stories. You can interact with them on their posts. This is a great way just to create a really, really quick connection. If you can find a quick conversation that has to do with it, great. Each person's different on when they want to approach. I'm not going to go through that right now, but each person's a little bit different on when they should approach people. When should you approach people about your business or products? So I did a study, and I have to look back at it, but I think it was about 150 people that are serious in network marketing responded. But I want to talk to you about this because one of the things that I think is key and important for you to understand is this, is of those 150 plus leaders, what happened is I ended up having about, I think it was about 60% that didn't directly approach people. Now, the reason why this is important is because these are people that are serious in network marketing. And 40% that approach people sooner, like in the first message or not message, in the first conversation. Now, why do I say that? Because this is a controversial topic where everyone wants to know, like for duplication purposes, how they should teach. So this is my very strong opinion. Anyone that tells you that you have to approach someone right away directly, and that's the way everyone should do it, is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And just listen first, listen. Some of you are like, what? That's how I do it. Anyone that tells you that you can't approach someone in the first conversation is also the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're like, what? Well, go back to the poll. It was like 60-40. So we don't want to abandon 60% or 40%. There is no one way. Gary talked about principles. The principle is don't approach someone on the first message if you don't know them at all, because it's going to come off as spam if you just send them like a link, right? Now, you can approach them the same, you can ask questions and stuff, but it's going to come off as a link, right? And it's going to come off as spamming. But if you approach them after the third conversation, now you're overdoing it. How are you supposed to build a business? Like, hey, I've talked to Tammy now for about 2 years. Do you think I can approach her? Good luck ever building a business. So knowing these numbers, we don't want to abandon either side. I'm going to tell you to approach people how you would want to be approached. Now, some coaches are going to be like, well, approach people how they want to be coached. How the crap do I know how they want to be approached? I don't know them, right? So if you're the person that you can't stand when someone approaches you in the first conversation, you're not going to feel like the bold, authentic version of yourself. And you're probably not going to have success when you do that. And the opposite is true. If you're the person that you're like, I can't stand when someone doesn't approach me in the first conversation and they approach me in the second or third, you're not going to have success if you wait. So approach people how you want to be approached. That's it. And then second part to this, I talked about this on day one, you can apply this, which is the split testing principle, is just test it, right? Everyone's going to tell you all their theories and this is the best way. What's the best way for someone is not for someone else. Too many times people take the word duplication to a whole nother extent that's way too extreme, where they think everyone's got to be robots. No, the duplication are the principles. The principle is not too soon, not too late, and be the bold version of you. So split test it. Why don't you try approaching 30 people in the first conversation, not first message, first conversation, and try approaching 30 people in the second or third. Why don't you just see your results? And your results are going to tell you. If you find you got way more results one way or the other, well, bam, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Let's go do it. And so that is the best way to do it. So anyone that's telling you that you're an idiot, if you don't do it one way or the other, it's like, oh, that's sad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sad. And I'm just telling you, like, this is a very strongly opinionated subject where people are very like, and it's because we project our own insecurities. And so it's almost like we get defensive when people are like opposite of us. But I'm just telling you, like, I don't care. First, second, or third. Not first message. Don't be a Spamla Pamela if you don't know them at all. And you're just like, hey, here's my link. And not after the third conversation. Anywhere in between then, as long as you're being the bold version of you, number one. Number two, as long as you're split testing. So you can actually have real data. So we know, instead of, why would you guess? Like, if this business is big enough where you're actually chasing this business to build your why, whether it's an extra $300 or $400 a month to be able to go on those vacations to Disneyland with your kids every year, or to get your spouse out of a job, or to do humanitarian trips, well, then why would you not track it? Track it. Treat this like a real business so that you can make real business type income. I hope that makes sense. That's my little rant right there, in a good way. I just want to help you as you go. I've just seen, this is my opinion, taught the wrong way way too many times, meaning it's one way and that's it. And that's just not how I roll. I roll with principles because I want you to be the bold version of you. And I want you to just go crush this, and I want you to go make this happen. I appreciate all of you, and I cannot wait for day three. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. If you're loving the podcast, make sure you go smash that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the latest and greatest podcasts. And as always, please go leave a 5-star raving review. And then the last thing I always want to mention to all that listen to podcasts is, if you go to www.robsperry.com, I have tons of free content there to help you out to build your network marketing business.